Oh, we thought we'd pick a zesty one for you guys today. Case Breakdown Friday on the Feather Stop Podcast channel, the number one channel where first responders go to be informed and entertained 5 days a week, ending the week with big case breakdowns. And we've got a fun one for you today, a real good feel-good story, if you will, but a story that has a lot of questions that we actually have the answers to, which is pretty fun. But this is going to be the story about a pedo. We'll go ahead and get that out of the way so YouTube can just be angry at us right off of the bat. That's going to get his comeuppance. But who is this pedo, this minor attracted male, this minor attracted person? And what does the media have to say about it? He's a lot bigger than you think, and he has a lot more ties to some pretty important folks. And guess what? This wasn't his first time. All this and more on today's Failure to Stop Breakdown. Hit it, Josh.
The growing calls across the nation to defund the police.
To end policing as we know it.
Off the charts violence in New York City. 11 people shot in just 8 hours on Sunday.
This is about the police officers who every single day put on that uniform and they run towards danger when we run away from it.
All right, somebody in the chats think I'm frozen on the screen, or maybe I'm dark on the screen. This is a live show, which has its own problems, especially with this case. I don't think YouTube's going to be very happy about it, but let's see. I think our Monday show got taken down. That's why you got to switch over to Rumble. How do I look? Can you see me?
They look great now. You were a little frozen in the intro, but...
A little frozen in the intro. Well, okay. Well, at least I'm here. Thank you, Tyler, with the Anti-Hero Podcast, here to help me break it down. As always, one of my favorite street cops of all time. I'll be with him all week this week in Florida for the street cop training going on down there. And then we're going to have a live show at Mulligan's on Thursday, which is going to be just a lot of fun. Big after party with some big name guests showing up and hanging out, having some suds, having some brews. So make sure you're with us. What is it? What time does it start? 5:30 p.m. till like 2?
No, I think we're doing it. We're going to do like 7-ish.
I think the live show is like 7:30, right?
Yeah, the bar was like, bro, you're bringing how many people? And I said how many people, and they were like, yeah, we need to be fully staffed for that. And they asked us to start at 7.
Oh, okay. I knew they like stretched it out to it out to like 5 or something like that.
They're all about going to 2 p.m. Yeah. Or 2 a.m. You're frozen again, by the way, Eric.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're good.
I just switched. It was on the wrong Wi-Fi. Am I good now? Can you guys hear me now? Yep. Good. They should be on really good Wi-Fi now. Sorry. For some reason, it was connected to my neighbors. Poor guy. All right. Yeah. Big case today. Child predator. Are you excited about this weekend? You excited about this week? You ready for it?
Dude.
It's a big week for you.
Yeah.
Shirts?
Big business opportunity. But mixed with that, too, it's a really good time. Street Cop Training Conference is... 5 days of sitting there fucking off with your buddies. I mean, it is good. It's good content for, I'm going to have to say this without sounding cynical. I'm past that point in my career. Street cop training is more for newer cops that are really motivated, wearing their fucking polos and khakis and their high-end tights. And they're just sitting there eating it all up. And I would have been that 8 years ago. However, now in my new ventures in life, you know, I want to sit there and like shoot rubber bands at Brent when he's talking to important clients. You know, that's
I don't know. Like, I was never that cop, dude. I never went to a single conference, and they tried to get me to go to that like resilience thing where it's like be a better husband or whatever resilience thing. But I really didn't like the guys that were trying to get me to go were like the biggest pieces awful of husbands. Shit. Yeah, I was like, bro, I don't need to go to a conference that's obviously, hasn't helped you out at all. I don't know. And do people pay like $1,000 to go to that thing?
Which one? The street copper, though.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's upwards to $1,000. I mean, I don't know.
I would go to more BJJ cop shit, right?
No. I would go to the fucking beach on vacation. I'm not, you know, because I'm a big advocate of, you know, there's been some people that have given me some examples, but nothing really good. Police work's the only fucking government job where you have to pay for your own training. Like, yeah. No, if you should, If you, I mean, I get it. You want to be better at your job. So that's, I'm not saying never pay for it by any means. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it is the only job where you have to pay for your own training to be better at a government job, to be better at a job that's going to pay you the same, no matter what. You got to pay out of pocket. And it's just, it's, I think it's a weird little conundrum, but I'm not saying don't pay. And if you're going to pay, this is an actually really good, it's all week. And you get the training value from the guest speakers or the cadre. And then you also get just some entertainment value from the guest speakers that come in, like Rob O'Neill, and he lies about killing Osama bin Laden.
Gotcha. Is he going to be there this week?
Nah, not this year. Ronnie Coleman's going to be there.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
Really stand up.
Yeah, right. You know who I think would be a great guest, and I've always wanted to get him on my podcast, is Bellator, the referee, the sheriff referee for UFC. Let's get the long.
His name is Bellator?
No, I thought that's his name. Who? Well, I'm having a mind blank. Hang on, let's see here. Oh, we got a producer, Josh. Hit me up with that UFC sheriff referee, Beltran. Beltran. Start there. I think his name is Beltran.
Yep. Mike Beltran.
How do I not know this guy's name?
Is he a sheriff?
I've sent him like a ton of DMs. Yeah. Yeah, that guy right there. That's show a picture of him dude. In the ring. Show that's him a picture in the ring.
I didn't know he was a cop.
Yeah, there he is in the ring. Yeah, he's still a cop, dude. Go down to the next one. Yeah, look at that freaking goatee, bro. The braided goatee.
He must love the fucking job, because there is no reason why a UFC main referee needs to have another job.
Dude, I want him on my podcast so bad. I've sent him tons of messages, but I get it. Like, if you're still a cop and you're in UFC, probably can't go on a show like this, which could get you in trouble. You know,
it's crazy
because we never really say anything that crazy, but there are a lot of cops that are super afraid to come on the show. I actually had one supervisor come over to me and told me that he's a sergeant, and he played our podcast or snippets of our podcast in their roll call. And then he got in trouble for it.
Was it in Raleigh PD?
No. No. And then another guy, actually, this was really funny, sent me a message, and he said that he was writing a ticket. And there are some agencies that put people in the front seat of their car while they write them tickets. Are you familiar with that? Yeah,
that's so weird.
No, I don't get it.
Troopers do that a lot.
Dude, yeah. He said, so he put the guy in the front seat. He was listening to our show. And then I went on one of my Tansy rants. And he ended up having to shred the ticket and just be like, dude, let's just call it good. Like, you're good. Like, don't tell anybody you heard this, and I won't give you the ticket. So he says I owe him a ticket, a citation. So, oh, well.
Yeah, you go on some, when you go on the Tansy rants, you leave the PC behind. It's gone. It's now, yeah. It's just your brain.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like
let's see, we got WT back to says he's super chatting $10.
Wait, what's that stand for?
I'm glad I spelled it out. WT back. Oh, but okay. All right. Speaking of politically incorrect. What's up, guys? Chicago PD, pray for us. We have one of us killed, and they took his gun and badge. Get the fuck. Is that new? Is that new? Is that a new case? I didn't see that.
They just had two cops die, one in Chicago and one somewhere else.
Oh, my
God. That's after another two cops die in Syracuse.
Dude, well, it's through the roof right now. Police shootings are through, police-related injuries are through the absolute roof right now. Actually, one of the police officers in the case we're going to break down today was injured. Jay Cully 16 says, morning, guys. Brandon, Central Florida, I guess that's what it is. CFL says, suckers, I'm at work. Can't talk shit. I'll talk shit. By the way, C Florida, Brandon C Florida, do you know him? Because you're in C Florida. Brendan. Oh, we made fun of Brendan before for having a fucked up spelling. Anyway, come and see us, Brendan. We're going to be in your neck of the woods Wednesday and Thursday. So come see us if you're in C, Florida, if that's what that stands for.
Yeah, probably Central Florida. Yes. WB.
Went back. So I guess he's Mexican, right?
He even fucking types in fucking broken English.
Yeah, Webbacks are Mexicans, right? Am I right?
You can't say it, dude. You're not allowed to say it. No.
Why?
Because it's not you're not allowed to. it's almost there.
I don't. I mean, honestly, I didn't know if wetbacks were the Italians or the Mexicans. I don't know. I don't. I'm
not Italian.
That's how not caught up on racial slurs I am. That's
how not racist I am.
I don't even know the correct racial slurs anymore. Anyway, my son the other day said, Dad, I don't want to be racist. And I was like, well, then don't be. And he's like, but I have a question. I was like, well, then what's your question? He's like, yeah, but I don't want to be racist. And I said, well, asking a question isn't like on its face racist. What is your question? He's like, are your black friends coming over tonight? I said, why do you ask? And he was like, well, I just want to know if we could have movie night, but if your black friends are coming over tonight. And I was like, why is it my black friends? And he was like, because those are the ones that usually podcast with you on Monday nights, the black ones. And I was like, yeah, okay. All right. Well, they could be possible. Now, by the way, he's six years old. So I had to explain to him, like, I guess, you know, I don't know, but it was funny. It was funny for me because I thought that was, I don't want to be racist, Dad. Well, that's fine. Don't be racist. All right. Well, anything else going on before we jump into today's case? Do you want to, you got the shirts are hopping, dude. I wore my Be Confrontational shirt the other day, which didn't fit me that well months and months ago. Now I look really good in that shirt. And it's my son's favorite shirt too. But one of the persons at my BJJ gym said, dude, is that a rash guard? And I was like, I wish, it's just a t-shirt. So I'm just saying, dude, if you could put that on a rash guard, Be Confrontational, that would probably,
it is a big market,
do really well. It would do really, really well. All right. But I like your shirt today too. I'm going to be, I need a new one for Wednesday and Thursday. I need two. I need one
for
each.
We'll stock you up when you get here, man. We got a bunch of new ones that haven't even hit the website yet.
Okay. Yeah, because I wanna represent all week. And I wore your shirt, my Be Confrontational shirt on Wednesday show. So all right, you guys ready for this? Let's get into this. The First Amendment covers racial slurs too, even if it hurts feelings. Corn Pop, I'm glad that you brought that up right now. We're obviously nobody's immune to the fact that we're having a lot of political protests across college campuses. I don't know if that's happening in Orlando or not, but it is going across the country. Here's where I have a problem with it. I spoke on this on Wednesday, and then another really large podcast actually said the same exact thing I did. I'm not saying that podcast listens to me. I know they don't, but it just shows you that great minds think alike. So I'm on the same track here. But I said on Wednesday's political show, I said, I don't feel good about Governor Abbott and other people talking about anti-Semitism will not be tolerated and calling for the National Guard and calling for mass arrest. I do not have a problem with calling for mass arrest about like trespassing and buffoonery and shenanigans and, you know, criminal mischief. I got no problem with that not being tolerated, but we're not selling it as that. Literally, you have presidents of campuses, you have sheriffs, you have governors saying things like, we will not tolerate anti-Semitism. We will not allow these Hamas terrorists to overtake our campuses. Now you're kind of bordering, you're kind of like fringing on the line, if that's a good way to put it, on freedom of speech. I think you can absolutely be anti whatever you want in this country. You can be anti-Semitic. You can be anti-Italian. You can be anti-Catholic. You can be anti-Christian. You can be anti-white. I mean, that's kind of the point of living in a free society.
Yeah.
I think we shouldn't be wording it that way. Like, we're not going to tolerate anti-Semitism, and we're going to call the National Guard. So you're going to call the National Guard on freedom of speech rights?
That's the big conundrum with social media. It's like, who dictates what's hate speech? Like, what incites what? Because I think like everybody can agree, if anything incites violence on others, that's where it should be illegal. That line, though, is skewed based on who you are. So like, you know, there's people out there that are like, you can't say anything on social media. And then there's people out there that are like, social media should be an open and free platform to say whatever the hell you want. And who decides what the middle ground is?
Okay, so text messaging. It's text messaging. You can say whatever you want on text message. You can send whatever you want on text messages. Mm-hmm. Do we moderate that? Do we limit what you can send out as a text or not? Have you ever had a text that said, nope, this is inflammatory speech and it's hurtful and hateful, so we're gonna remove your text message?
I mean, yeah, it's private, though. I think that's the difference. It's a private message as opposed to like, they don't monitor your DMs unless you report DMs. You can report. And like,
oh no, I've sent tons of DMs that have been removed.
Really? Did they report them? Do you know of?
I have to message on Messenger, on Facebook and Instagram both.
Well, Josh, you're a racist. So
yeah. I'll go when I sent the raw footage of the dude man on fire video on Instagram. That one was the DMs because people were wanting them. The DMs were taken down from that.
Was the post taken down or the DMs taken down?
I don't think I made a post. I think I just sent it in the DMs.
No, but that. Oh, you sent a file. You didn't send like a post. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I sent a picture of Hunter Biden in the Spirit Halloween costume. That was the first time that I've had anything taken down. And I sent it and it took it down immediately. I sent it again. I sent like 5 or 6 times. And then I texted it to the people, some of the people that were in the group. And I was like, hey, are you guys getting this? And they're like, no. Then I got a message from Facebook that you can't send stuff like that through Messenger. So then,
yeah. I understand that what the protesters are doing is wrong. I don't think occupying anything is the right way to go. I don't think limiting people from going to class. So then you should sell it as that. If you're a governor, if you're a sheriff, you're going to say like, look, guys, we're not going to tolerate trespassing. This is a private campus, you know, whatever. But like spell out, here's the law and here's what you're breaking. But they're not saying that. What they're saying is they're using all the buzzwords and the keywords. Like, we're not going to tolerate anti-Semitism. We're not going to allow you to be Hamas. You can be Hamas in America and not go to jail. Like, that's part of.
I think Hamas is a designated territory.
Doesn't matter. So is Hell's Angels, but you don't go to jail simply for being a Hell's Angel.
Oh, that's true. They are.
They're known as a, an outlaw motor. They're an outlaw.
I know that, but like, so like terrorists. I think.
Oh, I'm sure. Dead leg. Fact check me on that. But I'm sure that they've got.
I have heard that. I have heard
pagans, outlaws, banditos, Hell's Angels, all content that widespread violent crime, organized crime includes drug dealing, trafficking, stolen goods, extortion.
You're gonna. Right. You're definitely, even if you're not on the list, you're being watched 24/7.
Sure. And that goes with the, you know, that was that 9/11 after the Patriot Act or whatever, which a lot of people had a problem with. I seem to kind of, I'm kind
I don't
of like
think we understand on it. What the Patriot Act meant was the government can do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, exactly. I have a lot of problems with that. Like, I feel like a judge needs to. I think you should have to have warrants and judges have to be to sign off on these things to be able to watch people as much as the government does. But I mean, I'm not here to, I'll debate it all you want, but you know, I don't know. Like what I see going on right now with the school protests and everything is more of like a propaganda thing. And that's why they're throwing out all these words like anti-Semitic and you can't be Hamas and those things. And I think that's, I'm pro. Let's just let the Middle East work the Middle East out on its own. I think we shouldn't be involved in all of it, but I'm not like anti-Israel by any stretch at all. I mean, fuck around and find out, even if, you know, we knew it was going to happen and allowed it to happen. I mean, still just don't do those kinds of things. And
well, you agree that do you support us backing them as an ally? If shit were to go down, because here's the thing. Israel is, if you look at it just business, Israel can't do much for us as far as physical backing. And I'm sure there's things that they can do with oil or something, but as far we would be backing them up as a like a code that we're allies.
I think we can. Listen, and I'm not like a war god here. I did fight in the Operation Enduring Freedom or whatever it was. And now that I'm older, I kind of see what happened there. The way I feel about Israel right now is I feel like there's no way that they could have not known that that was coming and they allowed it to happen, or America allowed it to happen, or America funded Iran. We know America funded Iran to make that happen. And so you can't like allow wars to start just because you want to get in them and you want to grow the industrial military complex. And I think that's what's going on here. So on that principle, I'm not for it. I don't mind defending Israel and helping out with their defense, but I'm not going to help them on the offensive. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to go to war with Iran because Israel wants us to. Very similar to how I feel about Ukraine And I think this was all part of the plan. Like, I think Trump got out of office and we started World War III because we had to. I mean, we had 4 years. They hated this guy so much for not starting any new wars. And you think about it, every major president that we've had since I've been alive has just gotten us into more wars in the Middle East. Very questionable. And the Iraq war, very questionable. All the things going back with the Taliban and bin Laden, very questionable. That's my opinion on it. So I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
Well, first off, I think you should change your handle immediately to Eric War God Tanzu.
Okay.
For starters.
Right. Yeah. And then,
I don't know. I mean, it's, I think what you said, I think if we ever did support Israel in that, it would just be with the things that we do all the time. We'd give them things. I don't really think, I mean, we put boots on ground in Iraq for no reason whatsoever, but right. For some reason, when it's a real conflict, like a real conflict, and we're looking at like mass casualties, we very rarely put boots on the ground.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, look, like, I mean, you can't sell me on the humanitarian crisis of these, because like nobody gave a shit about Burma, Myanmar. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody gave a fuck about slaves in Africa and the slave trade in Africa that's going on right now, where like more people are currently enslaved in Africa than there has been in the history of time. I don't know. Like, so you're not going to sell me on the propaganda of the humanitarian side of things. But again, I'm not anti-Jewish at all. Also, I think that the Jews are persecuted, just like, you know, and I think this is a funny part of it. It's like, remember who Hitler was against? The Jews, right? An extermination of Jews, and he hated the Jews. And now there's one political party that kind of seems like they hate the Jews right now.
Biden,
the Liberal Party. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of sketchy, you know, like all of a sudden all these liberal protesters are hating Jews. And guess who else hated Jews? Hitler. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's all very good, but I think it was part of the master plan. That's why I have a real big problem with this war, is I feel like this is a war that's been forced upon us. And maybe it's a punishment for voting in Trump for the first 4 years or something like that. I don't know. I'm very on the fence about all of it. I think the Ukraine Burisma stuff just happening to pop off in a war as soon as Biden gets in office is kind of sus. The whole Iran being able to get all these guys together to fly in paratroopers and everything like that, you know, the amount of coordination and planning that goes into something like that, and you're telling us that like nobody had that kind of intel, that many people are forming. Like, you were in Iraq, right? Yeah, like if there were 10 dudes getting together, you got a memo. Yeah. Right. Like, hey guys, just letting you know, there's like tens of guys that are planning something. You know,
we lived in an old police building that barely had electricity, and we still had an intel unit attached to us.
Like, yeah,
an entire S2 detachment.
Yeah, S2 intel, baby.
So I mean,
G2.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that we always will be at some kind of war, and I'll be the first one to say, I think we need to. Can you imagine? They have to keep that spear tip sharp. They have to.
I got you.
And if we'll fall behind as a country if we're like, we're never doing war, if we're never playing in the war games, we're gonna fall behind. And then when it really counts, when World War III happens in 30 years, we're gonna be behind the curve, because everybody else has been fighting and sharpening that spear.
I don't know, dude, have you seen TikToks? Oh, those military commanders look pretty sharp. Bro, I just roast on every single one of those guys. That's the only thing I like about TikTok being banned this year. Is it
going to be banned?
Yeah, he signed it. He signed it into effect yesterday. But Biden signed the ban. I don't know when it goes into effect or how it works, but there is going to be a TikTok ban. But you know what? The only thing that I think that, you know, there's always some good, right? We have to find the good in some things. I'm not going to have to watch any more dancing cop TikToks and no dumb military commander TikToks. They're like,
are you gonna
Friday? Wake up, stay motivated, troops. Sergeant Major Willie Nelson here to tell you to watch your six and your homie six, and let's get back to formation tomorrow in one piece. Hoo-yah.
Are you gonna cover on the Wednesday show? Are you gonna cover this fucking crazy shit? Everybody's been messaging me about it. Biden's emergency environmental crisis plan.
Yeah. Okay, bro. I'm so sorry, guys. This is a weird breakdown. We're going to be in Florida together for a week, so we're just kind of loose today. We are going to get into this case. It's a short case anyway. It's a great happy case. And then I have to pack up this entire studio, and it's I have no idea how I'm getting all this equipment to you. By the way,
just your kids are going to be in the car like this with shit all over them.
Yeah,
it's 8 hours.
I don't want to strap shit to the roof. We're gonna look like the Swiss Family, no, the Family Vacation, the whatever, the
Griswolds.
We're gonna look like the Griswolds going down to Florida. It's gonna look terrible. Okay, I woke up to a weather alert on my phone. Now I don't know. Do you have this in Florida? Do you have like a news app, like a breaking news app? Yeah. I pay like $2.99 a month for this breaking news app. Probably not a wise $2 investment, to be honest with you. It's called Newsbreak, the Newsbreak app. Really not worth it. I'm not trying to sell you guys on it. But you can put in your town specifically, and it'll give you breaking news in your town. But this, I screenshotted this. This is what I woke up to. This was my news breaking news alert. Now it's supposed to be just for like breaking news. You know what I mean? Like, and you can kind of set the parameters, like if you want sports breaking news. So I have like political breaking news and there. I don't have weather breaking news selected. This yeah,
who
was
gives a shit about that.
Who gives a fuck? I mean, your phone's gonna let you know anyway. It's gonna be like, you know, flood watch in effect. Yeah,
flash flood.
But there's breaking news. It makes a little tone in your news on your phone. It's like a little buzz or something like that. So, you know, I'm like, oh, cool, breaking news. It maybe goes off 3 times a day on a really great day, like on a real big news day. It'll go off like 6 or 7 times. But, you know, majority of the time, three times a day. We have new insight about the connection between our changing climate and power outages. Stay alert. Severe weather season is upon you, which means there are increased chances of power outages across the state due to the current climate crisis.
That's like a
breaking news.
Fat lie also.
What? Dude, this is like, it's beautiful today. Beautiful. Almost had the doors open. If the birds weren't chirping so loudly today, I would have all the doors open.
If it wasn't so perfect, I'd have the doors open.
That's how perfect it is. Like, you can even hear the squirrels out there, like the squirrels and the chipmunks are like doing their thing. But yeah, like, bro, that's the first time I got this breaking news, and I woke up and this came through at like 7:45 this morning. And I'm looking at my phone and I'm like,
Biden
breaking news.
Sign something that's gonna give him more powers than it did during wartime or COVID. They're gonna try and lock us down,
and dude. It's gonna
affect our food.
I love that. I love that you're on this because I haven't had this conversation with you. I didn't know that you were that far down the rabbit hole. I actually made a post this morning that said this is the new COVID climate crisis.
Oh, I haven't seen
you
that.
Think it too. You think it? You think it's the new?
I just COVID don't think anybody's gonna go for it anymore. I do not think you. I mean, the fucking pushback that small businesses gave the little bit.
Oh, it ruined mine. I mean, it ruined all the momentum I had for my distillery. It crushed everything.
But fucking ABC stores can stay open, but you can't.
Right,
fucking mom and pop shops had to close. Fucking Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart got to stay open. It's the most asinine thing. And I would, if I had a small business. And I'm like, listen, I'm not going to be able to feed my family anyway. My family is going to watch me go and get taken into custody for defending my small business. Like, if I got to win somehow, like, I can't look like a bitch in front of my family. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's not like they're saying, hey, if you close, we'll pay you 60% of what you would have made to stay. Like, that's fair. If it's that bad, the feds have to cough up, hey, we're going to pay you 60 to 70% of what you would have made this last year. We're going to pay you per month to stay closed. That's how important it is. Like, okay, like we lose out on money, but we can live. Just closing it down over, bro. They're not going to be able to do this. I'm telling you, there's going to be cops aren't going to enforce it.
I mean, yeah, you're not going to enforce it, but like, dude, I've had some like really cuckold simp cops in my DMs that just hate me. You know what I mean? And like, I feel like there's a lot of simps out there that, you know, they're sold all into community policing, which comes with shutting down small business because that helps out the community. Corn Pop was a bad dude in the chat says climate change enthusiasts get scared when the seasons change. I just planted crops I just plant crops or harvest them with the season. Now, every year since I was a kid, And I was a weather nerd. I know cloud. My kids know all the cloud formations. Anytime I see a cloud formation, I quiz my kids. What is that cloud formation? What does it mean? Blah, blah, blah. I love weather. I was a big surfer. I was on the weather. I worked on a deep sea fishing boat. I would watch the weather maps to be on the boat with the captain. We would track storms. I loved being involved in the weather and knowing what the waves were going to be like and what the winds were going to be like and what it meant for currents, all the things. Every year of my life, there was a record-breaking day. Like, I can remember it be like, oh, Dad, today's going to be a world record. We haven't seen temperatures this high since 1886 on this particular month, you know, or this is going to be the coldest day since, you know, that we've had in any April since blah, 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 blah. But I feel like every year there's a record number of tornadoes this year, a record number of hurricane watches. I mean, every year there was a record broken from something and nobody gave a fuck. And now every time there's any kind of a record in any state, it's climate crisis. The climate change continues as another record is broken. And I'm like, dude, they've been breaking records every year since I was alive. Every year I've been alive. So I don't know, but I do think the new climate crisis is going to be the next big thing. And maybe that's what they stopped the election with. I don't know.
That's what I heard too, is that they're going to use it as an emergency thing to not have the election.
Well, you see the weather machine conspiracy stuff going on in Dubai, which was not a conspiracy. They were seeding the clouds, and then the clouds cut loose, and they had a massive flood in Dubai. Dude, am I right on that, Dead Lake?
That's fucking horrifying that man is able to play God right now.
It's called rain seeding, is it not? Right, yeah. Yeah, this is real shit, dude. This isn't a conspiracy. This is a conspiracy fact. The title of this article on the conversation here is Weather Experiment That Really Flooded Dubai. Go and look it up. I think it's called rain seeding, if I'm not mistaken there on the scientific term. And Tactical Dude says that they have had weather warfare since Vietnam. Boy, that would piss me off if I found out that, imagine this. You're an infantry dude. That lived in the rain for months and months and months during monsoon season, and you just lived in the suck. And then you find out that your own government did that to you.
Yeah, they're trying to keep you hard. We got to make it rain on the infantry, guys.
Dude, we used to say in small, especially going through small unit tactics, that there was a weather machine. We're like, okay, it's been gorgeous during these 2 days of planning, and the day that we're going to step off, we're going to have to cancel all of our infill and because, you know, cloud coverage and rain and everything else. And now we're going to hump it 20 miles in, you know, to this op area in the rain. Like, really? Sure, you guys don't have a weather machine? You know? Couldn't have been raining during our 2 days of planning and then just been gorgeous. And we could have, you know, jumped in and not had to make any long movements. All right. Well, you guys ready? Today's show brought to you by ghostbed.com/wolfpack. Sleep so good it's scary. We will be ghost beds in tow. I mean, ghost bed pillows in tow to Florida. I will have my ghost bed pillow all week. Ant and I are shooting some ghost bed content. Currently, conservative Ant is on his way to the ghost bed facility in Florida right now. So if you want to meet him at the ghost bed facility on Saturday to go try out some beds down there, I believe that is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
A lot look of forts in Florida.
Josh, look up ghost bed facility in Florida for me really quick and I'll tell you which one it is. But if you want to go down there and meet conservative Ant, I'm pretty sure he'll be down there all day Saturday, probably at 11 o'clock until... probably let's say 11 to 2, 11 to 3. But you can go in there, get a tour of the ghost bed facility, I'm sure. Tell them the Wolfpack sent you. I'm sure you can lay on all of the beds, the same ones that Anthony. I bet you if you tell them you're with the Wolfpack, they will give you the full Monty. They've been a sponsor of this show for 4 years. I'm now talking to the owners of Ghost Bed. That's how close of a relationship we have with Ghost Bed. So, and there are talks right now that Ghost Bed is going to come on with the Anti-Hero podcast. So, you might be hearing ghost bed ads with Anti-Hero.
Wearing a big ghost bed shirt and a ghost bed hat and a ghost bed tattoo right here.
You know what's funny, dude? I wear a ghost bed shirt, I don't know, twice a week, I would say. And every time I wear it, somebody approaches me and asks me how I like my ghost bed or tell me about their experience with their ghost bed. So pretty popular beds. But head over to Ghost Bed right now, giving the Wolfpack 50% off. Promo code Wolfpack. Go to ghostbed.com/wolfpack. 50% off everything. They got them a new massage topper that's coming out as part of the Wolfpack deal in May. We're going to launch this in May, but you can be one of the first people to own a massage topper. So mine actually came in yesterday. I didn't try it out last night. I'm trying to try it out tonight. I'm really excited about the Ghost Bed Topper, the new massage topper. So all that, 0% down, 0% financing. That's if you have, fucking Seattle PD credit. Since our case today is out of Seattle PD, head over to ghostbed.com/Wolfpack. Mental health starts with a good night's sleep. Get you a good night's sleep. Sleep so good it's scary with Ghost Bed. Then we got factormeals.com/Wolfpack50. Meal planning to the next level so that you can look jacked. Give them a little flex for us. Little flex. Oh, that's protein heavy. Factor meals, yeah, right there. Protein
40
heavy.
Grams a serving.
Ooh, yeah. 50 grams every time, dude. Or you can hit that calorie conscious and look skinny. And
are you tanning too? You look tan. You look really
dude, I fucked with the camera. I fucked with the camera before we went in, and it made me an orange man. And look, couldn't fix it. We ran out of time. Oh, it does look good.
Yeah, I look. He's running for president.
I don't look this good in real life. Trust me. It's just the cameras. But yeah, the calorie conscious, protein heavy. These are fresh, never frozen meals delivered right to your door. You want to be a good cop. You want to be a good medic. You want to be a good first responder. You got to be in shape. You got to be healthy. Sleep good. Eat good. Too good. Emphysema kicked in. Go to factormeals.com. These are, again, chef prepared meals, fresh and never frozen. They're delivered right to your door. Really beautiful boxing. You pick out hundreds of menu items. You can go breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can do just lunch. You can do just dinner. You can do 5 days a week, 3 days a week, 7 days a week, whatever you want to do. But this gives you a lot of time with your family. It really helps you plan out, and you can really get on a really solid diet or a plan using factormeals.com/Wolfpack50 for 50% off. That's Wolfpack 50. Factormeals.com/Wolfpack50 gets you that 50% off. And yeah, dude, start that diet today. Beach season's right around the corner. Cruise season. Actually, I'm taking the kids to Disney World on Tuesday. I don't know that you have to look good for Disney, because everybody in Disney looks
have fun. It's hot as shit here. So
is it really?
Oh man, yeah. It's got that. The other day it fucking went. I was driving and it was 90. And I think it sucks because it was cold for a week. Not cold, but it wasn't hot. And all of a sudden now it's hot as shit. And those theme parks, man, they're just fucking. And then it fucking pisses from the sky on you. The weather machine opens up.
No.
And then you're wet and damp and hot.
Dude, I was just thinking today's high is 73 and not a cloud in the sky. It's 69 right now. Currently, the high is 73. It's going to be beautiful all day. We got a skate contest tomorrow, outside skate contest in Wilmington at the beach. It's going to be gorgeous. But anyway, I just can't wait, dude. This summer, this is the first summer in about 4 or 5 years that I've been in fighting shape. I'm going to look so freaking good on July 4th weekend, bro. Taking my shirt off. I've got abs now.
You got abs? I got abs.
Yeah. I got some abs, dude. I'm not gonna show them right now, but I got some abs poking through, and I'm not even dieting yet. I mean, I got the Factor Meal lunch thing going on, protein heavy, but I'm just fucking eating protein, bro. I'm eating protein, dude. But I'm shredding pounds like still to this day. I mean, like, it's getting hotter in the jiu-jitsu gym. Just belting away. Anyway, factormeals.com/Wolfpack50. You can look as good as me or as strong as Tyler. I'm not gonna say he looks good, but he looks strong.
I don't look good.
Actually, somebody did say you don't look good without your glasses. Damn. They were actually offended that you weren't wearing your glasses on this show.
Oh.
They didn't say you look bad. They just said, I don't know.
The fuck said that?
Yeah. Who they said, actually, their exact words were, I don't know how to look at Tyler without his glasses.
It's hard, man. You know, the anti-hero stuff is as much as it's not pre-planned. But it's a different vibe than a live podcast. You know, it's kind of, I have to like, and be the first one to tell you, in sunglasses, you can't really see shit. So I'm trying to look at a computer screen and I have to like, your mannerisms, when you say something, you might say it, but your mannerisms say it differently. And I won't pick it up. And I, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's a good question.
By the way, that was Falconator that said that. So.
Yeah, I look old without the sunglasses, man.
You know, I turned 40 this summer, and I never noticed wrinkles around my face, but when I wake up in the morning, I have sagging wrinkles right here.
It's bags. That's normal.
Bags. It's normal. They go away.
Yeah, they go away.
Oh my goodness. That's a rookie move there. They go away. Anyway, factormeals.com/pack50. 50% off. Start your meal planning today. Longest ad reads ever. I apologize. We're loosey-goosey again this week, folks. We're loosey-goosey. I can't help. I don't know what to tell you. You guys ready for the case breakdown, though?
Yeah.
Great case breakdown. This is interesting, though. This guy's name is Bruce Koval Menley. And I'd like to tell you where he's from, but he's been a Navy, career Navy man. So he's from Coronado. He's from Quantico. He's from Austin, Texas. He's from San Antonio. He's from San Diego. He's from La Jolla. He's from, I mean, dude, this guy's got more addresses than Sports Illustrated has issues. So I don't know where, I mean, I'm guessing he's a California boy mostly, but he's very, very high ranking naval officer retired. And it's almost like he never got caught. Now, this is a question I have for this case is, if you look at his criminal history, the minute he retires in 2016, 2017, all of a sudden, he just starts getting caught. He doesn't have any kind of, while he's in the Navy, there isn't any cases that we could find on this guy while he was in the Navy. But the minute he retires, he's caught up in three right off of the bat, doesn't do any jail time for any of the three.
What were they? Pornography?
No, they were three prostitution stings.
Oh, yeah, those are misdemeanors in most places.
Right, so, but on two of them, we don't have any kind of punishment. He just says that he was involved in a prostitution ring investigation.
Oh, okay.
On one, he was he was not arrested, but he was, I guess, like cited and released or whatever. But he just served community service time for it.
Okay.
And $110 fine.
$110 fine for a prostitution sting. Okay, I get it. This is where I'm going with this, though. Now he shows up into Seattle. And who am I crediting for this? We couldn't fact check. We only fact checked through one guy who really seems like he deep dove this information via using this guy's license plate and actually going to Seattle and pulling the information. But I couldn't find the information anywhere but from him. So I definitely want to cite where I got the information from. It's not mainstream media. The guy's name is
Photo G Steve 81 on YouTube and TikTok.
Okay, Photo G as in golf, Steve STEVE 81 on YouTube, doing some independent journalism. I'd like to get him on the show at some point. So what he says about this case is that Bruce was actually on his way to the hotel. This is a prostitution sting in Seattle, and he shows up and under the story that he is meeting with a mom that he is going to pay to allow him to have sex with a 7-year-old and an 11-year-old. Am I correct there on the ages?
That's correct.
So, yeah.
7 and 11. So according to this gentleman here, Steve 81, that was the case. Now mainstream media put out that he was in fact there to have sex with a minor of the age of 7 and 11, but it didn't say that the story was that a mother was facilitating it. So what we have here is a police sting that they're pretending to be a mom with a 7-year-old daughter and 11-year-old daughter. Now, when I met in Charlotte with, or Albemarle, North Carolina, with the Albemarle Police Department, with Jaco Buens from Blaze TV, he owns Jaco Ministries, which all they do is hunt down pedophiles worldwide. They are the largest pedo hunters in the world. He will say that the case that they worked in Albemarle that kind of brought us all there for that live show, which was a great show. It's on our Patreon. So you can join our Patreon, $3 a month, get extra content like that. But the case that they work on was a mom and a father selling their children.
I was going to say it's a believable story because, I mean, obviously if they have to lure these people in, if they like, not lure them because that sounds like entrapment, but like they have to make it like a believable story to where this guy just doesn't know that a 7 and 11-year-old are just chilling in a hotel room by themselves. It's very believable that a mom right. drug money would pimp out her own kids, because it happens all the time.
Well, yeah. No, I had a case here in Raleigh. I don't talk about it very often. I don't want people looking into it because I don't want, you know, I feel like the girl would be extremely embarrassed as she gets older. I don't want her to ever have to remember any of that. But the mother was selling her for $20. $20 or crack rock when we made that arrest. Very, very sad story there. So, yeah, I mean, the fact that moms do this around the country is pretty crazy. Now, this guy travels all the way to Seattle from, I'm guessing, Texas, because that's where he was busted, only not too much long, you know, not too far from this. We're only talking about a year or two that he finished up, you know, that community service for his original incident. So now he's escalating from prostitutes to children over the internet via conversations with a mom and going all the way to Seattle to meet with this. And now this is going to have a phenomenal ending, but this is before we get there and we show the video. This is my question for you, Tyler. Hard for me to believe that this started when he retired. Now, this man, go ahead and give us his resume real quick, John, Josh.
He started a Navy Reserve in 1975. Then he was at the Naval Medicine Readiness Training Center in Bremerton. He was the commander of the Naval Support Force in Antarctica, commander Naval Support Force Antarctica at McMurdo Sound, U.S. Navy Training Element in San Diego. Then he did time on the USS Missouri. He was a Navy Medicine Readiness Training Command. He was a Field Surgeon Team 3 in San Diego, commander Expeditionary Strike Force Team 3 Group San Diego, Navy Medicine Readiness and Training Command, 29 Palms. He was a student at the Naval Leadership Ethics Center in Newport. He did Navy Medicine Readiness Training Center at Quantico, Naval Leadership and Ethics Center at Newport, Naval Medicine Readiness Training Center at Command, Guantanamo Bay. He was Commander Naval Surface Forces, Coronado, Commander Naval Surface Force Pacific Common Support Directory, Coronado, and his last duty station was Naval Element Defense Medical Readiness Training Institute Detachment, Fort Sam Houston, Texas. And he was separated, retired in 30 June 2016.
And then he also, what awards does he have?
He has, just going from top to bottom, just a couple of them here. He's got 2 Legions of Merit. He's got a Bronze Star, 4 Meritorious Service Medals, Navy Marine Corps Commendations, 4 Combat Action Ribbon, 3 Unit Commendations. He's been highly decorated.
How the fuck does that guy get a combat action ribbon? Okay. So I like that he worked on the ethics board. He also worked in Antarctica, which is the home and the heart of almost all conspiracy theories. This is really funny. And Guantanamo Bay. Woo. But anyway, what's important to me is that this guy, very high ranking, very decorated naval commander, who worked for NATO, was like the head of NATO at NATO 3 in Afghanistan. This guy is teaching ethics to everybody else.
Ironic.
This guy, right? This clown. Ethics, right? This fucking
child
diddler. Yeah. Wow. Go to the next picture. That's someone that has hat on. Listen, Minley. Now, I find it very hard to believe that this dude escalated from being this, you know, surgeon badass to prostitute, sex fueled and addicted child diddler overnight. Or did this guy start doing this in the Navy and nobody said shit about it for 30 years?
Well, he's very high up there. So the amount of people that can challenge him and accuse him that feel good about it are a lot fewer than the average soldier or naval seaman. So, but I mean, so
we could add some salt to that. He was pinned 06 on 1st of July, 2003. So the last 13 years of his career, he was a flag officer.
What?
Flag officer. If they have that, that's what they call them when they, you can have the flags outside your building. So he was an 06 in the Navy. They call him a captain. In the Army and the Marine Corps, you call him a colonel.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, in Iraq, one time we came back from a mission and, they were like, hold up, go sit over there. Like, we were out for 6-7 hours. We had to go sit in the fucking, like, outside building for hours because we were, we were at this time, we were at the main base for like a month before we got pushed out to the COP. And on the main base, they found, once somebody found a hard drive, was like, oh, I'll just go figure out whose this is and give it back to him. Plugged it in, saw what was on it, took it out, brought it right to the command. They brought in CID and they shut down the entire base. And we were outside for 12 hours and it was I think it was an S2 guy. And when you look at him, you'd be like, oh yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. It's always the nerds, right?
It's that prominent in the military.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I think maybe we see more of people coming out on this guy now that he's dead, maybe. But my point being here is that a lot of people worked with this guy. A lot of people served under this guy. And I refuse to believe that there wasn't any red flags. And I'd like to know who didn't speak up, or maybe there wasn't red flags. I don't know. Like, if I could get a hold of somebody that worked close to this guy, I'd love to know. What, you didn't have any idea that this dude was a creepy fuck? I've met some creepy fucks here in the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 years. I keep them way at bay, man. I don't talk to them. I don't celebrate them.
It could be the structure of the structure of the military, which was keeping him from getting caught. Once he lost the structure of, you know, now he's not retired. Now maybe he's just like, he's doing it too much. He's doing it at times he wouldn't. And then he's just started slipping with his debauchery.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So you think maybe he kept it out of his workplace?
I just think that the military was such a big part of his life that almost this like disgusting sexual deviancy that he would do was actually a smaller portion of his life, which led to him not being caught. When you retire, you got a lot of time on your hands and you start, you know,
getting down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. And then you start doing things that it's like almost like a serial killer, you know, like when they start slipping because they can't have no self-control. Right. You know, they controlled it for a while and then they just like, they went off the deep end and they knew it when they were doing it too. They're like, I'm going to get caught. I can't help it.
Right. So you're like, it's kind of like an idle hands are of the devil. Like he.
Yeah. Yeah. Busy,
exactly. And so he, okay. Good theory there. I'm down for that. That could have been how it escalated quick. I hope that's the theory. You know, I hope this guy didn't spend 30 years in the military taking advantage of people all across the globe. You know, I'd like to think that. I guess we'll never really know because, let's go ahead and roll the body camera footage. The following video contains. All right, here we go.
Hey, Officer Thomas, Seattle. Gun.
That is beautiful.
Shots fired. Ooh. Shots fired. Suspect down. Help the officer.
Hey,
we'll go back if you're on the ground. You can see some of the scenes correct.
Gun.
Well, I think the officer got hit with that dude's gun.
Wait, a cop was hit?
Yeah, this one right here behind the wall. I hit the leg. That's that guy's gun. Bro, pause it. Yo, he contact shotted him in the dick. Look. Yo, they knew. Well, of course they knew what he was meeting him there for. That is epic. Oh. He straight saw an opportunity to shoot that dude in the dick, and he shot him in the dick. I didn't catch that till just now on the big screen because I was watching it, you know, on my little laptop, not on the big monitor in here. Wow. He shot him in the dick.
He shot his dick off.
And you can look, go back and listen to him go, oh, right when he shoots him. Gun. Yeah. That was the dick shot.
Ah. Oh, man, I wonder what his fucking autopsy looks like.
Right to the dick. I mean, bro, no hesitation to the dick. That was fantastic.
I like that guy right there, the dick shooter. I love how he is very aware of what's going on. There's no like, wait, what? Because a lot of times if this happened, you know, I don't hear anybody screaming gun, right? But this guy, a dick shooter, anybody else might have been like really hesitant to pull that trigger. And this guy was like, say no more, fam, pow pow, right in the wiener.
Say no more, fam. Dick shot, dick shot, dick shot. I'm hoping that one of those dick shots didn't pass through the dick and into that other guy's leg, because if that's the case, because that's where that leg guy gets shot in the leg, that means pedo dick blood is now coursing through your veins.
Yeah, then you're infected with the disease.
Oh no. Man, what a great shoot this was. Now, here's the crazy thing about prostitution scenes. They never go sideways like this. You want them to. Like, you know, there's nothing more than being on the takedown squad and you're just like, man, I hope one of these fucking guys pops off so I can just brutalize them.
I've been on prostitution stings, but I've never been on a pedo sting before.
No, oh, me either.
I've been transport for them. I've transported them as patrol units, but I've
honestly,
never
dude, I don't ever see pedo stings. I don't think I ever even heard of a pedo sting in my area. Why is that? Oh,
but, well, because they don't tell you. They're like very ICAC, oh, Internet Crimes Against Children. There's one in every region. They keep it very hush hush.
Okay. Yeah. Cause they want to catch like,
yeah,
cops.
I remember one time. So I did transport for them once. The black dude with dreads. I'll never forget what he looked like. A year later, I had my pee pee slapped at my first agency and they sent me to the courthouse to chill out or to punish me for whatever they thought they were punishing me for. So I was a bailiff for a judge. And this guy, the same guy, shows up for first appearance. Well, in first appearance in this county, you were there with 20. They did 25 inmates at a time, and they hurt them all one by one by one. It was like cattle. And I remember I would get the inmates list, and I'd look, and if there was any flags, I would let them know, you know, something that the judge needed to know about the specific inmate for their safety, like, for instance, a cop, something like that. And it said he was flagged red for his charges were attempting to meet a child. So I told the judge, I was like, hey, I don't know if you know this. This guy's probably going to get shanked in here if all these 24 other inmates see. And she goes, well, probably shouldn't have tried to meet a child, and read his charge in front of all the other inmates. And the guy he was handcuffed to was like, so.
Damn, dude. I just wrote target rich environment in responding to the Disney employee sting, and it says YouTube has rejected my comment due to spam.
Sucked.
Target rich environment, not today. Spam. So geez, man. Oh, this is a fun one here. I love
it's
that this
fun,
guy
but it's short.
Very short. I mean, it was a chill day, right? Like, I mean, I'm literally packing up here in 3 minutes. I've got lights to pack up, cameras, boards, I mean, cables, and then all the shit. Not looking forward to that. But let's go back to the video briefly one more time. Do you think that this gentleman here was like, I really want to fuck a 7 and 11 year old in front of a mother, but if this is another police sting, I'm going down swinging? Because, okay, go back, rewind just a little bit. When they open the hotel door, his hand's already on the gun. He didn't reach for the gun. His hand was already on the gun.
Yeah. I think, okay, I don't know. Here's the theory. He was ready for it to be him to get jacked, like he was on guard. I think that if he saw what he wanted to see, he would have calmed down. He sees the cops, right? Pulls it out. He goes to put it back, but doesn't completely submit to the authority of the cops. And once you start doing this with a gun that you just pulled, it's game over, dude. You get shot in the dick.
They shot him how many times?
They shot 30 rounds. They didn't say how many hit him, but he died of, quote, multiple gunshot wounds.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they put like 30 in him. I mean, they were all contact shots. Yeah. He thought it was going to be a setup.
He puts the gun back almost like.
Does he put it back or does the cop force it into his chest?
We'll see. Let's see here. Puts it back.
Oh, you're right. He is. I mean, in real life, you would never have saw that. You would never saw that in real life.
No. A little bit of confusion as to like what you're about to do.
Yeah, you're like,
I'm about to die. Yeah, like I'm about to make a decision that, like, do I want to go to court and hear this out, or do I want to end it now because I don't want to see the end result? Oh, he thought all of that in a fucking millisecond. His body can't even keep up with what he's trying to do.
Yeah, I kind of liked your first theory as he's pulling the gun because he was going to make sure he wasn't getting jacked or robbed.
So,
but wow, dude. I love this contact shot. I really want to take that picture right there and screenshot that. man. In a room full of headshots, be a dick shooter.
In a room full of headhunters, be a dick shooter.
In a room full of pedo hunters, be a dick shooter. What a fantastic ending. Loved it. All right. Well, that was, again, just a quick breakdown of a case today. You know, I would like to see more come out of this. See how much of a scumbag this guy was. But yeah, I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe it was just retirement. Maybe it was the PTSD of the combat action badge from being a surgeon. But I mean, you know, listen, being a combat surgeon, man, I'm sure that that's not an easy job. The stomach doesn't give you the excuse or the right to go and diddle. You know, a 7 and 11 year old man, how fucking, there's no rehabilitation for that. And, you know, the media calls him, what does the media call him, Josh, in all of this?
What term are we looking for? I'm not.
I don't know. Like, you can just go and look at all the, crime against children. You know, the crime against a child. Just call him a pedo.
Yeah. A crime against a child could literally be like pushing them down, like child abuse.
Crimes against minors. Here's another one. Why don't we just say pedos?
Well, they're trying to humanize pedophiles.
I know, but I mean, that's so disgusting.
They
can't make
them. They got to get rid of that word. That word, that's going to take them years to
Do you think pedo's going to be the next fag or the next retard?
I don't know. We've ran out of racial slurs for this episode, Eric, so... Until next time.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like, there's no way. I mean, maybe for you.
I will say you're going to be made to feel guilty for judging them the way they need to be judged. And they're going to try to lump that same feeling that somebody would get when they're like, am I racist? Like, this is bad. This is a bad feeling. I shouldn't feel like this. They're trying to make you feel like that for pedophiles. That's what they want. They want you. And then it's the... That's the hell on earth takeover, bro. It won't be in our lifetime, but when the portals of hell open, and that's what they want. They want people openly being okay with victimizing the most pure thing of innocence in our world, which is children. Yeah. They're trying to make that okay.
God, man. I just wish we cared as much about pedos as we do about racism. You know what I mean? Like, we tiptoe on racism so much. Like, if somebody's a Nazi, shame them, publicly shame them, scrutinize them, you know, make sure they never get hired, make sure they don't have social media. But like, we don't put any effort into pedos. Like, nobody cares. You know what I mean? Like, you should be questioning everybody if they're a pedo.
Yeah. But
looking for the pedos. Like, we look for racism. You know, like, I don't know.
Politics, I don't know. Man. It's all political now.
It is. It is.
But you know, when our world leaders touch kids, probably not going to be on board with trying to find pedophiles, you know, as much as we are.
Yeah. If our ruling elites were diddling children, if. Until next time.
It's just like eye rolls for days.
All right, guys, listen, if you that was like a bad joke there. I was gonna say, like,
I need to stay employed, Eric, please.
I was gonna make a joke that was like, listen, if you want to hook up with somebody underage and then give them like whatever room number we're in so that we could be the like meet them at the door.
We got two rooms. We got the situation room and we got the takedown room.
Yeah, right. But then I was like, man, better not. Somebody could like clip that. and make it look real bad for all of us. We'll see you guys this week down in Florida. If you're around Florida and you're flexible to having coffee or something like that, it'll be random times, but we'll all be around and doing something. You're just going to have to stay up with us on the social media webs. We'll see you guys this week. You can go find Anthony. Where the Ghost Bed facility at? If they want to find him.
I had it up, but not.
Josh, what the hell?
Plantation, Florida.
Plantation, Florida. If you're around Plantation, Florida, or if you're anywhere in Florida and you want to go see Conservative Ant, hit me in the DMs. I will get you through to him, and you can meet him at the Ghost Bed facility and do a walk around.
He's going
to
be at Street Cop training with us, too.
Yeah, I know.
At least on Thursday.
Yeah, I think he's going to be there Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday?
Yeah, and Blake Reynolds, the big social media guy, he's gonna come in and make a visit. He's got a lot of fans.
Does he need a pass to get in?
No, I think he's just going to the
party.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll be doing that. And then him and Anthony are going to do some content there, too. So I'm sure Anti-Hero would want to get in on that content, you know? I think that would be
not really good at acting, but we made a really cool Ghost Bed commercial back in the day.
Yeah. We'll do something stupid like that. We'll do something silly. All right, guys. Well, until next time, guns up, giddy up. We'll see you guys in Florida this week. Stay flexible on the podcast. I don't know what shows are going out, which ones aren't, because again, we're in Florida. I don't know how I'm going to set stuff up and set it down. So probably won't be a Monday show. I'm definitely going to try to work on the Wednesday show. Tuesday will be there, of course. Thursday will be there, of course. But as far as Monday and Wednesday go, you just got to be flexible.
What about Friday?
Be flexible. No idea. I don't know if we're going to be able to pre-record. I don't know. It's going to be a weird, crazy week. So yeah, but we're going to try to do everything. So we'll get it.
Oh, the live broadcast on Thursday. Don't forget about that.
Yeah. I mean, the live show on Thursday, 7 p.m. I'm going to have to switch up sports. That's what I'm going to have to do. I need to switch those guys up because we'll be taking over the live.
We can play sports on Friday and we can do you guys on Thursday. There we go. We fix it.
Yep. I like it. I like where your head's at. And then Wednesday, I guess worst case scenario, Josh does Wednesday. But I'm going to try, I think we'll be able to make it, Josh, or at least help you out there. Might have to get you to do the majority of the research, but maybe not. That's a long drive, so I should be able to listen to lots of news.
Hey, get on, just drive on your phone, bro.
That's I do, bro.
I'm a cop. I drive all day. I'm the world's best driver. You ever been on your phone and realized, like, I haven't looked at the road in like 2 minutes?
Bro, have you ever been on your phone so long that you look up and you're like, did I pass my exit?
Yeah, like, where am I? Where am I going?
I've never done that, to be honest with you. Just be real. Never done that. Never. All right, guys. We'll see y'all. We'll see you this week. We're excited to see everybody. Guns up, giddy up.